Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back
down. Welcome back. Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, we have some new data in. In the last couple of weeks, 68,000 Republicans left their party in Florida, Pennsylvania, and North Carolina. 68,000. And when you say left their party, I got to tell you something. In Wisconsin, that wouldn't mean anything. The only way you can tell somebody left his party is if a county that normally votes one way suddenly starts voting the other way. But a lot of these states have registration. You have to register as a Republican, a Democrat, an independent, a Green, a Libertarian, or whatever. And you are handed a primary ballot. They don't have an open primary. They're handed a primary ballot for, say, Democrat. In Wisconsin, we have an open primary. Fighting Bob La Follette put that in. You walk in, nobody asks you if you're Democrat or Republican. You look it over and you say, well, I'm normally a Democrat, but I think this Republican is a horse's patoot, and I'm going to vote for his opponent this time just to beat him in the primary, whatever, whatever, whatever. I don't think that that averages out to much at all, but it gives you freedom. When I was chairman of the Democratic Party in 1984, Democratic National Committee took the open primary away for one election. We fought it. We fought it in the Supreme Court. Justice Shirley Abrahamson wrote the opinion upholding the right of the Democratic Party and the Republican Party to have an open primary. The U.S. Supreme Court overturned it and said that that's up to the parties. And we pressured. I went out. I was a member of the Democratic National Committee, spoke against it. Nancy Pelosi was the chairman of the Democratic Party in California at the time. And we spoke. And she liked the idea of no open primary, and I didn't. And she was running for chair of the Democratic National Committee, and we finally leveraged it back. So everything I'm talking about now, none of you really probably remember. But in Florida, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, you have to register. 68,000 Republicans left their party in recent weeks in those states. And at first, I looked at that and I thought, you know, that's great. I understand. You know, they're not QAnon. That's true. They're not QAnon. But other people looking at it pointed out something I hadn't thought about. They said that's going to hurt moderates in the Republican primaries. So the people, the Liz Cheneys, people that are up for election, Lisa Murkowski up in Alaska, because a lot of it, same thing happened up there. They're facing a Republican primary electorate that is increasingly QAnon. And as a result, it's going to be harder for moderates to get elected. And you may say, that's great. So then they're going to elect a wingnut, Marjorie Taylor Greene, or nominate them for their, or this Lauren Boebert, my God, from Colorado. Oh my God. Some of these people, sort of like the Matt Gaetzes, which we already have, and the Louis Gohmers, and then Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. Google it. Google Jordan and Gymnasium. But that isn't necessarily good. Yeah, in the general election, Democrats should do a little better. But in the wrong year, with Republicans going, well, we're basically going QAnon anyway, and blah, 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 blah. And maybe they keep their mouth shut and put a lot of money into it. We could end up with a lot of nut jobs, a lot more than we have. We have plenty of them now, mostly in the Republican caucus, and wing nuts. So what you're having is a migration out of the Republican Party by moderates and solidifying the QAnon base. And it's really being manifested in the fight between Donald Trump and Moscow Mitch. Moscow Mitch, the dour, unsmiling political hack. Trump, that's what Trump called him. Trump is a lot of, you know, he calls people a lot of names. A lot of names. I mean, he insults them, he insults their looks and everything. This guy is subject to insult himself. We just don't do it. But this guy is quite a specimen himself. Give me a break. Well, under the surface, it is now being revealed. Moscow Mitch and Trump, the real fight is within donors. And let me unpack this a little bit, because it's important to understand what's going on. It takes a lot of money to win campaigns. I mean, when Wormwood, Lindsey Graham ran for re-election against Jamie Harrison, our guy, Jamie Harrison raised more than $100 million. This is in South Carolina, and he's not a wealthy man. I mean, there are donors because of Citizens United on the Democratic side, too. I want Citizens United overturned. And the easiest way to do it is by a new Supreme Court, because Citizens United overturned 100 years of precedent itself. It's a crooked, lawless decision. But as long as it's there, Dems are coming up with a lot of money. But the money has to do some good. The Republican money, a lot of the, something like 143 corporations, 143 major corporations have said, we're not going to give any corporate PAC money to anybody who questioned the authenticity of Biden's victory. Because whether we're Democrats or Republicans, we can't have violence. We have to have the peaceful transition of power. I thought, oh, great. They're not going to give any money to anybody who voted against impeaching Trump or voted against acquitting him. Great. Well, it turns out the money from corporate PACs, you know, it's a lot, but it's dwarfed by the mega donors. There's a handful. And there's Sheldon Adelson, who gave hundreds of millions of dollars. The number four is this guy, Eline, out of, not a Wisconsin Eline, it's an Illinois Eline, the Uline company. He gave over 70, but gave about 70 million. Corporate PACs, you know, what do they give? 25 grand, 50, 100. The big money is from a handful of mega donors, and they are not necessarily lined up with McConnell. They may be. One of them is Steve Schwartzman, hedge fund manager. There are a couple of others. These are people who can give $100 million, $50 million. That adds up pretty quick. If you want to raise $1 billion, you only have to have 10 people that give $100 million each. Oh, only 100. Matt, you're going to throw in 100? No, I don't. I don't have it. Some people do. The point is that in a Senate race, you can swamp a race with 50 million, 40 million, especially in a state, say, like Wisconsin. So where do the mega donors go? And the mega donors are a different breed of cat than these corporation heads. Schwartzman, for instance, is one when Obama said, I'm going to get rid of carried interest and I'm going to make hedge funds pay income tax. You know, hedge funds don't pay income tax. I don't know if you knew that. They don't pay income tax. If you're a cop or a firefighter, a secretary, a nurse, you pay income tax. They don't pay income tax. They got the Congress to say that they don't make income. I swear to God. They make carried interest, and it's taxed at a lot lower rate. It's a fake phrase. Anyway, Schwartzman said, what Obama was doing is equivalent to the Nazi attack on the Warsaw Ghetto. True statement. That's what he said. That trying to tax hedge fund managers the way you as income, the way you would, they make billions a year, some of these people. The way you would tax a cop, firefighter, nurse, or secretary, school teacher, equivalent of the Nazi attack on the Warsaw Ghetto. It's a disgusting thing to say. Now, this is the guy who's considering where to go. He's going to go with who he thinks is the winner. And there are other people like that in this mix. So before you start saying, oh, that's great, the corporations are not going with the nut jobs, the QAnon, they're not the ones who call the tune. All right, we're winding it up. Have a good weekend. Back same time, same place tomorrow and Monday, actually Monday. Stand by for Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate, Diamond Crude, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Santos, and on Tuesday, Busted Pencils. Saturday, Ask the Builder, Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows, Let's Get Local, my favorite, Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike, and Max Inc. Radio. Have a good weekend. Matt Flynn Direct signing off. Back same time, same place on Monday.
Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out.